Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. If you enjoy what you've heard so far, please consider leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes. Even if you aren't listening through iTunes, leaving us this review helps boost our visibility on searches for other people looking to listen to a new podcast. It means a lot to us, so take a few moments to do so if you haven't already. And thanks. And now, back to Warda.
Where is the family?
The family is like huddled in like a corner and they're like, who are you people?
Oh, such a long story.
My name is Imelar Odeo. I promise you, nothing is going to happen to you.
We will keep you safe. He's a warden.
I'm a warden. I'm sorry for scaring you. I was trying to get them to go away so that I could get you inside and...
The littlest one comes up to you and goes, yeah, you're scary.
I'm sorry I scared you. And I get down on
that
my knees.
That is okay.
I get down on my knees and I'm like eye level with him. What's your name?
Philip.
Philip, nice to meet you, Philip. And I hold up my hand to shake him, shake his hand.
He like looks at his burned arm and looks at you.
Can I see your burn?
He looks at his mom and the mom like looks and nods. And here. Holds out his hand.
And I shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, may I?
Looks over, mom nods.
Oh, okay. And then I take the pain of the burn away.
He goes, he flexes it and goes, it's not Howie. And the mom like picks him up and goes, thank you.
You're really brave, Philip.
This is very true.
you're very brave. You gotta take care of your mom, okay?
Okay. And Spaniel's like, we're gonna move further into the house.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No. If at all relevant, like, Alva has the weirdest expression on her face while she's watching you with this kid.
Yeah.
And she leads you to this house. This mm-hmm. house is very, it's dark. Nobody seems to be in here. And she, like, leads you into, like, the living room. And mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, I assume this is the right way. I don't know.
Yeah. I hang back with the family. I'm there to like because I scared them, so I'm with the
Spaniel,
family.
Spaniel's okay. Leading you guys, and you guys find that this is just one apartment of what looks like a big complex of like tenements. Yeah. So you guys are like trying to make your way through it.
Yeah.
Right. So you're with that. What are you doing, Felix?
We're going, can we like Aaron Sorkin walk and talk?
Yeah, sure.
I wanna like say to Alva, I'm saying, look, that night that I met you, the night you kissed me. I want you to know that's one of the reasons I do what I do now. I went up to my father and I said, I told him, we don't have to do this. This doesn't have to be our life. We don't have to serve. We were meant to do so much more than this. And I'm gonna take her hand and I'm gonna put it up to the scar. I'm gonna say he animated a belt and I caught the buckle. And I'm gonna kind of like move up to the part where my ear is missing. I'm gonna say, and I said no more. And I'm gonna put her hand back to her side and say, I meant to talk to you, to contact you, to to be with you. My life could have been.
This is all done so in low candlelight too. Like this is it's slightly dark, but like it's got dusky reds and golds going on. Continue.
Small mist.
It's little motes of dust.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Continue.
There's CW music playing in the background.
My
life could have been so much better if you were in it. If we get out of this, please. Please let me into your life.
Alba looks very shocked. And then she looks Felix in the eye. And she says, "Be careful what you wish for. I work at the Silk Rose on the Posh Way. And if I can, although I'm here for very important business, I'll try not to leave you for dead."
That's good enough for me.
Walk. At that moment, here we are, and she opens the door into the main street.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What are you besides a cook?"
"I am just a cook."
"Yeah, and I'm just a hat maker."
"You are, aren't you? Just a hat maker."
"Cag's sake," and I shut the door on her.
As everyone heads out. Yeah. She's at the window waving.
Is the family still with us?
The family is going in a different direction.
I figured they were staying inside there.
That's up to let's see what they do. Hold on. They leave. They're like, "We're gonna keep going."
While we were walking and talking, I want to show my burn on my hand for that my mom gave me to Philip and be like, "Say, hey, now, not all burns are bad, okay? This when my mom burned me. So me and you are..."
Your mom burned you?
"I was being a bad boy."
"Your mom is bad girl."
"Yes, she is. But that's not the point."
Yeah, he looks over at his mom and she goes, "I would never hurt you, honey."
"Yeah. So, hey, me and you, we're best friends. I will always protect you, okay? I promise you're going to get out of this, okay?"
"Okay."
"Yeah. And okay." I look up to your mom and says, and I give them the estate of Sandir's place."
"Oh, Sandir's apartment?"
"Yeah." "Nice." "And I'm like, go there. A man will take care of you. I promise. Nothing will happen to you. We will keep you safe."
"They're like, okay. Thank you."
"Yeah.
As you guys are about to leave, the top window... opens and Spaniel leans out and she goes, "You're gonna want to go that way if you're heading to the slide. Okay?" "Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Spaniel."
"You're welcome." She waves.
"Yeah."
She's like, "Try to find me again. I'll make you guys pancakes or whatever you want."
"By the way, just so you know, I had a pixie friend with me. He loved your stew."
"It is my favorite thing. It's one of my best things."
"He did say I need more salt."
"Dove loves it." And she closes the door.
What? Oh,
God! I knew it!
No, stop it!
I knew it!
No.
What? Oh, man.
I'm sorry for the scream, chat.
Oh, man.
As we're walking away, what's Dove?
And I'm just sitting here just going.
And this, as you guys are walking away, you hear...
Oh, man. Oh, and I'm just like...
And it's echoey. It's echoey. As you see Spaniel leap from to a different roof.
Oh, snap. And I was like... It's a long story that I can't tell. And we, let's go to the slide. So we
need to get there.
Yeah.
Jump to you, Tippin.
Cool. I am heading to, I fly through his portal, and I'm heading directly to the house.
Wavecrest Estates.
Yeah, to Wavecrest Estates. I am looking for, I decided to name it, I am looking for a route called Death's Door.
Death's Door, nice.
That's awesome. For the chat, it is a route that looks very much like ginger until you cut it open, and there is black veins inside of it.
Cool. So you go looking for Death's Door. So you come out of the portal, and you are at the very top of Wavecrest Manor. It's night. Oh, I'm sorry. I touched the thing. It's nighttime. I'm sorry. I have to do this. It's nighttime, but you can hear the lap of waves and feel the sudden humid air and tropicalness of the area. The entire estate is closed. It's locked down and dark, but the moon is hanging over the lake and over the entire place. And you head into the jungle looking for Death's Door. Roll me a notice.
I'm gonna use my skills as a pixie collector to roll that again.
It's so true.
That's much better. Yeah. That is a six.
Six.
Whoa. Yeah.
You find one
that's
solid root of it. How big? How much of it are you taking?
Enough for what I okay. Can I use in academia to tell how much I'd need for a dose, I guess, in comparison to myself, to how big a goblin is.
Old goblin.
An old goblin. Roll in academia, yeah.
I got good academia.
Damn.
That is a five academia.
You're just a smart pixie.
I'm a real smart pixie.
So you are able to go through and like figure out how much you need, and you get that much. It's enough that you have to like tie it to your back.
That's fine.
And so you tie it to your back, and you have it now.
Cool. Now I'm flying back to Silver Street.
Cool. So you head towards particular top of this place, and you're going to go through the portal. And what the portal is. There's a statue that has like an urn at the very top, and you like fly, you flew out of that urn and you're gonna fly back into it. And as you fly towards it, you get a look at the statue and you have this flash of you are no longer here.
Okay.
You are
this is the worst time for this to happen.
You're in a place you don't know it's ornate, it's beautiful, and there is someone with an urn kneeling over close to you, filling up a chalice that you reach out and you take a sip of.
What does my hand look like?
Your hand.
What color is it? Skin, everything.
So I want you to roll a notice.
That's a three.
A three. You are too focused on what the liquid is, because the liquid looks like liquid sunshine and gold that you begin to drink, and then
I see my reflection?
I'm gonna say you catch a bit of your reflection.
Yes.
And it's only a bit, it's murky, but you have long hair and you don't have your face. It's a face you've never seen before.
Okay, but if I saw it in a lineup, I could pick it out, maybe?
I'm gonna say that. And you stop, and then fly through.
Yeah.
You enter out of. I want you to roll me an Arcanica. You don't have Arcanica, do you? Or do you?
Yeah, I do.
Roll me an Arcanica.
Oh God, this is an awful Arcanica. I don't have time for delays.
Oh, look, it's the dark one. So
you've
gone through
the
most
dark
of them.
One. I've gone through most of them. I've
gotten rid of the darkest timeline.
That's better. That's a one.
A one. I'm going to say that it takes you a bit. It takes you a bit of, like, you got to go out this one and go through that one and go out this one and go through that one.
I figured there's not a direct one to get
there. I mean, if you roll good enough Arcanica, you can get there directly. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it's going to take you, like, an hour to finally make your way back to, so we're going to have to jump to you guys, like, what happens, and because he is now ahead in the timeline.
Yeah.
And you go back and forth, and you finally exit out, and you're close to Silver Street, but not right at, at the Silver Street.
I don't think trade. Owen likes to have one close to her. I think I've told her about these.
Oh, you've told her about these?
Yeah, I've totally told her about these.
Wow.
I told her to keep it a secret as well. But I've told her about these, and I feel like she purposefully like made me make sure that there were none very close to where she was.
Perfect.
At.
So you head out, and as you shoot out of it, you immediately are stopped by Joe. Like, you come out and she's standing right there and she stops you.
What are you doing here?
She shrugs, points to you. You shrug. Question mark she makes in the air.
I need to find out where my target is.
She makes a target. And then she, like, puts a top hat on herself and makes herself bent with a little cane. Question mark?
Is she insight? Is she
rolling like, insight, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'm doing so bad. Zero.
Zero? It's mediocre. You get the sense that she, like, made Igly.
Okay.
And she's like, Igly? Question mark?
Yeah.
Why? She shrugs.
Why do you want to know? Why didn't you tell me you were working for Spider Willow?
She looks at you and then raises her arm. And she's got a soul brand on her. She, like, has to roll back her sleeve to show it.
Does that soul brand say anything about you stopping me right now?
Shakes her head no.
Then you can step aside.
She shakes her head no.
Look, I need to find out where.
She points at you, and she gives a thumbs up. You, thumbs up. Mm-hmm. She points to her, she puts thumbs down. You, thumbs up, good, Pixie. She points to her, me, bad, Pixie. You stay, good, Pixie.
I want you to promise that the next thing I say doesn't get to Spider Willow.
She shakes her head. She points to the mark, frantically pointing to it. She gives the sign. Oh man. She's like having a hard time to like trying to figure out how to like tell you this. But I'm going to just say that she pantomimes in such a way
okay.
that makes her go, why? Why are you doing this? Me, far gone. You, lots to do. You, she points to you, made me fly.
Let me do this so I can free you.
She looks at you, Tippin. And goes, in a series of pantomimes, I really wish you guys had like hand thing talk that you could do. She basically says, it doesn't work that way.
I'll make it work.
What makes you, she says in pantomime, so special?
Because I'm a good pixie.
She sighs. And then says, let me go with you.
I can't. Not with that on your arm.
She gives up. Fine.
Tell Spider Willow I'm doing what he asked.
Her? She?
Her, yeah. Sorry. I'm just...
She looks quizzically at you and goes...
Sorry, she doesn't call me by my right name. I don't get to give her correct gender.
She goes, what is your name? In pantomime.
Bell.
Good name. She like thumbs up.
I'm Tippin.
Thumbs
she
up.
She calls me Bell.
Thumbs up as well.
Does she call you Joe?
She shakes her head.
Good. You're Joe.
I'm Joe. She points at herself.
You can tell Spider Willow I'm doing the job.
She steps out of the way.
Shoot to, Owens.
And you look back and you watch Joe. She never takes eyes off of you. but she steps back and steps into the portal. Go to you guys.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are on the street heading towards the slide. You went through enough buildings that the big riot is happening on the other side of this street. There's some like nefarious stuff going on this side, but it's mostly happening on the other side.
Okay.
You immediately, as you come out from there, there is a on your communication bit, Felix.
Okay.
Felix, are you there?
Team leader. Team leader. Yeah, this is Agent Drame.
Oh, thank goodness, Felix. Where have you been?
I don't have time to switch. Not here. I've been underground. Bad signal.
We almost have them set up. Are you ready to go?
Almost. I need 5 minutes. Complications. The riot.
There's a lot of that going on. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
I completely under... Hey, you! Hey! And then there's a... And Felix, you have 4 minutes. 4 minutes, Felix. And then there's more fighting in the background.
We'll do team leader. We have to get there.
All right.
Let's go.
We
book it.
I guess we've been going.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been running the entire time you've been doing this. So you guys are running down the street, trying to figure out, what are you guys looking for? What are you looking for to like place the device on?
All right. I need the highest. No, I don't, because we were in a basement. Anywhere, really.
Anywhere?
I guess, well, somewhere where
indoors
people can't see it.
Yeah.
So
either indoors
in a building,
or hiding somewhere.
I could even put a box over it. Somewhere where people
What do you guys want to do?
What does this place look like? What is the...
So you guys are standing in the middle of a street. It is a cobblestone street. There are buildings on both sides. There are shops. There are alleyways. There are residential buildings. Most of the buildings are about two stories. Steepled roofs, and there's a lot of rooftop here. There's more rooftop than there is road.
Let's go onto the roof.
Okay.
We go up one of the. Do they
like a fire escape? I imagine like you guys easy enough for you guys to
get
to the top. You actually get to the top and you see in the distance there's Spaniel still going.
Yeah.
From place to place, leaping with ease from roof to roof.
Yeah. Where is the... I can't remember. Do we know exactly where we're supposed to go on the slide where a spider willow is?
No, it's a shack with a spider willow symbol on it.
Okay, so we're just looking for that. Okay. And that's where we have to get to.
Yes.
So if we're here, this will do exactly what you need.
Yes, yeah. It should... It'll expand the SOG, so to speak, out to the slide, so... We have something of an advantage, potentially.
Okay. Yeah. Let's... Is there a timer you can put it on, or does someone have to sit here and press the button?
I have to press the button.
Okay.
There's not a lot of time to waste.
No. Are we ready? Do we want to press it now, or do we want to, like, get closer? Like,
no, we should do it here.
Team leader status? Okay, team leader's busy right now. Froylen, status. Refractor?
Yeah. What?
Is the refractor in place?
Yeah, it's in place.
All right. Good. Hold position. Team leader's a little busy right now. It's not important. I'll.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere right now.
All right. Get ready to call on the warden strike.
All right. I'll prepare. Pixie. And she goes off.
All right.
What happens after you press the button? Where do you go?
You're going to be mildly uncomfortable, as will everyone else in the area.
All right.
And you won't?
I mean, I'm always uncomfortable, so this isn't really going to change anything. But I'll find you.
And so what it looks like... actually... Tell me, Felix, what does it look like?
So as soon as I press the button, the pedal starts spinning really quickly in a circle around this glowing ball, and the ball shoots up and casts, and it expands until it covers the 9-block radius. And you see in the distance, there are two other beacons of light that seem to be bouncing the ball off, and the changes shape. It's no longer a sphere. It's now got lines and angles, and it only hits the streets, and it forms a grid. Where, and you hear, like, you know, there's, like, there's, you know, cries
there,
of...
Yeah, there's a lot of cries going on. And where you saw that there was, like, fire, like, and water and, like, trees growing, all of a sudden that kind of pitters out. And less than a minute after that happens, there is a... the whistle of warden whistles start going off. And you guys, from your vantage point, you can look down and see that there is a, like, a veritable army of wardens coming. And a few, like, airships begin moving in as well. With, like, the warden symbol painted on the airships as well.
Yeah.
Moving in to take care of this.
Felix is gonna...
reacts to the sogging back off.
Yeah, it's all right. That's very possible.
Describe to me, Embalar, how it feels.
It feels like I'm trapped underneath covers in a bed. Like, I'm feeling like I'm being slowly, like...
Smothered in a way?
Smothered, yeah. Like, I'm, like, I can breathe easily, but it feels like something is just weighing me down. And then, it's hard to move.
Cool.
Yeah.
Alva.
Alva starts coughing, like, she leans over, and it's like she's trying to hack up a lung. And she's just sort of holding her middle. And it's sort of, like, it almost looks like she's trying to throw out her her body or her hands, like, as if she's trying to release something. Yeah. But it just won't go, and, like, it's stuck.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, not cool, but...
Yeah.
Felix is going to begin to feel, like, a coughing sensation, but he, through his training, he's, like, he takes in a deep breath, and he centers himself, and then he leans over to Olive, and he kisses her, and he says, I have to go.
So do we. Stay safe.
I'm gonna pull another lever on my utility belt, and I'm gonna... stamp really hard with my shoes, and I'm gonna start to fly.
Cool.
And I'm gonna fly away.
Yeah. It's more of a distance jump that you are able to, like, fall with style and then land and then go again. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, jump, jump, but you're on your way.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think this is a great point where we are looking out over the city. There's fire, and there's this new kind of, like, grid thing that's happening. There's the cries of people that are being dampened, and we see the airships, the warden airships, and, like, we hear the tramps of warden boots as they keep coming closer. Embalar, roll me a luck. Perfect. As you guys are standing there, Alva, you begin to acclimate yourself. Well, you don't, Embalar.
Yeah.
For you don't know what reason of it, but you go completely limp and incapacitated.
Yeah.
And it's the camera has both of you guys' back looking over this warscape, basically, and then Embalar crumples to the ground.
Yeah.
No, Embralar! Embralar! Like, she starts shaking him. Embralar, are you okay? Oh, no. No. This is...
And we jump, and as you're trying to do that, we jump over to Tippin, who flies into Owen's place. And lands in his little apartment, and there's Owen with a newspaper.
Owen?
Drinking tea.
I'm in some deep smish.
Cut that scene as Owen looks up. We cut to... we cut to a train pulling into Amenheim. at a different section of the city. It's a train we haven't seen before. And it's a more like a private train, basically. Mm-hmm. And the train pulls in, and then one of the cars gets lifted on like a pulls up and gets pushed a bit further, and it stops, and a gangplank comes out, and outside, the door opens, and there's a ferry servant who goes a half gene. We'll say it's a half gene servant. Who goes and opens the thing, lowers it down. It's a half G Nayati, and out steps Roiland Ponce. And behind him is a small man with a thin, like pencil mustache. He's dirty blonde hair, and has very light sideburns. And he looks up and at Roiland, and he goes, "Oh, Ed, what are we gonna do then? Got a thing? Looks like you're doing what you said you're going to be doing. What we do now?" And he holds up the key, and he goes, "We finished the deal."
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. The players are Alexis Cohen-Penna as Alva Goldfinch, Justin Blankenship as Emberlar Ardeo, Tyler Lee as Felix Drame, and Frank Gasparo as Tippin. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates, follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda, and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.